Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monbouquet moves to second. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. Monbouquet moves to third. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Roggenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggenberg strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Stewart moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bresut is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahias hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Mahias reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Nixon scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Roggenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Roggenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to third. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mahias is walked intentionally. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Geiger strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbukett covering, for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stewart strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mahias hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Dick Raditz now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mahias. Hall reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gorrell is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Bill Daly. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.